Matthew Willick is making his major motion picture debut alongside Jack Black in the Harold Ramis film Year One. He gives us a few minutes of his time to discuss his almost meteoric rise from retired NFL player to movie star.
You really, coming out of nowhere as far as the acting goes, you did not start out looking to be an actor.
I did not, no. Although, you know, being the middle of six kids, one would say that would fit me perfectly, trying to fit in. But but no, I did not. No, my acting career kind of started when I was in college. My head athletic trainer at Southern Cal asked me if I would be interested in doing a lower budget action film with a director that he knew. And I agreed to do it and worked for about a week on this movie and had a blast doing it, but didn't think much of it. Long story short, kind of as I played in the NFL for 14 years.
And right.
As that went on and on, I started thinking about things that I could do. I started hosting radio and TV shows along the way.
Oh, cool.
And so that kind of, you know, just put that more towards the forefront of getting comfortable in front of the camera and doing things like that. And it just started doing before my career, and it started doing commercial work, and it kind of hit right away and started doing some national spots right away, and that kind of led to other things. So that's kind of how I got started. But no, I had no plans really, didn't go to school for that or anything. So.
Yeah, it's amazing, and you've done well. I mean, like you said, you did some really big commercial spots.
Right.
I've seen a list for like Campbell's, Capital One, Budweiser. I mean, you know, not small names.
No, I was very fortunate, and just right off the bat, hitting some really good campaigns and some good, like I said, national spots and good products, you know, and good commercial stuff, so I was fortunate to kind of get that, have a little success commercially, anyways, right off the bat, and then once my career ended, football-wise,
right,
started, you know, putting more time into it, and then that's when more of the TV and a few movies came along.
I was talking to someone in another interview, actually, and he made he was a big football player through high school and everything, and it was in college that he moved to acting, and he made kind of the analogy. He said that, you know, the difference between acting and football isn't as vast as you really think it is, because he was saying that you kind of do, you know, you have sort of your stage, you wear your costume, you know, you go out and do your things. I thought that was kind of an interesting analogy.
Well, I think in the way I see it is there, most of what you do, both in front of the camera and on the field as a football player, is through preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much preparation involved in both of these things that it's where you really kind of hone your skills and you really kind of make a name for yourself is being prepared and kind of doing the due diligence of kind of, you know, the practice, I guess, as it was, you know,
right.
Whether it be football practice or, you know, having acting lessons or whatever it might be, just honing the craft. And that's kind of the thing that really pays off. So it's work, you know, it's work, and it takes a lot of work, and I think it pays off before you even shoot the movie or you shoot the television show or you play the game. You know,
right.
Kind of it does have a lot of similarities to it.
Yeah, your luck seems to be continuing as you make your motion picture debut. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Going along to start one of the biggest comedy actors currently going on, and talk about a director to work for first time off the bat, Harold Ramis.
Yeah, it's it really was a great 1-2 punch, and when I saw the project come up and had a chance to be involved, knowing that full well that Jack and Michael Cera and a whole host of other people would be the stars of this movie,
mm-hmm.
It was nice just to kind of sit back and learn from these people and you know, see what it takes to be a true professional in this business.
Right. Well, I thought about true professional. You're working around a lot of comedians. So
yeah, you know, which is cool. You know, being that my stature is so big and I have this physicalness about me,
mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'm trying to incorporate in my abilities is to be able to kind of play the comedy role and to be, well, even to be a straight guy, you know, the straight
right.
guy to the comedy. I want to be able to do that. It's number one, it's in my blood, and number two, I think it's a nice change from doing the ultimate badasses that are easier to play.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
My size and, you know, for my looks, so. So it's a lot of fun. It really is, and I really did learn a lot from Jack. Just watching him just his riffing ability and his improv ability, you know, for several months on the film was incredible. And to go from that to Michael Cera, who his comedic style is very subdued and very kind of
very different,
very faint, and but as powerful, you know, and to watch him do some things and carry a scene with very few words, you know, and just a few looks here and there was also, you know, really cool to learn from. Harold was very open to even to me, you know, doing a few things here and there, and there were a few improv things that I was able to do that made it into the film.
Oh, great.
Yeah, which was really cool for him just to be even open to that, you know, to him to say, you know, yeah, try it. If it works, we'll go with it. If it doesn't, you know, nah.
Right,
he said, nah, that doesn't work. but to be able to have to do that, was just really a treat. It really was. You know, there's nothing worse than kind of even as an up-and-coming actor like myself be kind of squashed with ideas that you have.
So mm-hmm.
to have someone like him kind of be open to that was a huge benefit for me.
Yeah, great. So tell me a little bit about your role in the film.
I play Marlak, and Marlak is the leader of the, sort of the unspoken leader of the village that we live in,
mm-hmm.
the leader of the hunters, and when you talk about, you know, early times, you talk about two different groups, you know, you have the hunters and the gatherers.
Right.
And I'm sort of the leader of the hunters, the ultimate male, the alpha male, and Jack and Michael being kind of the opposite, the
mm-hmm.
meek gatherers, the guys who are kind of off to the side. And, you know, when I sat down with Harold and we talked about it before shooting, you know, he it was very simple for him. He said, you know, you're the athlete in high school.
Right.
You know, you're the guy who kind of is the cool kid in school, who does everything well, and Jack and Michael are the guys who are, although somewhat envious, very opposite you, and you know, and that kind of thing. So, so I kind of play that guy, and he ends up through the movie kind of, even though this one of the girls is not my girlfriend, he kind of steals my girlfriend, who I think is my girlfriend. And so I take the offense to that. And we kind of play at odds, and then obviously other people come into the movie as the movie goes along, but we kind of get captured together and enslaved together, and at the end I end up helping him out. So it's kind of an, you know, I play the opposite of him, and we end up kind of befriending each other at the end and helping each other out, so...
No, that's great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, the previews that I've seen look like this movie is going to be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to it. Do you have, like, a preference? I mean, is movies what you want to do now, or do you think you'd like to, you know, do more of the TV work, or...?
Well, obviously, the roles are individual, and they come in different roles for different mediums, you know, mean different things, and that's
mm-hmm.
big, but, you know, I mean, what I'd like to do, you know, next is do a couple of movies.
Mm-hmm.
The roles, one of the roles I just did, and I don't know if this is something, again, it's kind of sci-fi,
uh-huh.
but I just worked on the new Tales of an Ancient Empire.
Yeah, I saw it. It was on the IMDb. Tales of the Ancient Empire, right.
Yeah, and I mentioned that because I know it's a little sci-fi-ish, and it might be interesting to any of the readers that are already kind of into that genre.
Right. No, that's fine. Is that going to be a TV movie, or...?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think they're shopping it around. I think it's going to go to theaters.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I don't want to take up any of your time.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about it, and thank you. And hopefully we'll be able to do it again sometime.
I hope so. Your next movie.
There you go.
Give us a call.
Thank you very
All right.
much, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Matthew Willett can be seen alongside Jack Black in the Harold Ramis film Year One. Thanks for listening to JohnDo.net.